Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. This week, the Zimcom team hits the agriblogging highway. We're going to start out in San Antonio, and that will start with a couple of pre-events that take place annually before Commodity Classic kicks off officially on, I think it's Wednesday evening with an opening reception. So we will be there for the duration. However, I won't be because I'll be leaving early to go for the first time to the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. And it's going to be a busy week. We've also got another team member at the end of the week who will be attending a Beringer Ingelheim event in Texas. So it's going to be a busy week. We hope to see many of you out and about. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation with Christina Martin, who is Executive Vice President for the Renewable Fuels Association. We sat down last week because she had a panel that she moderated or participated in that talked about social media for those companies attending the annual National Ethanol Conference. First of all, tell us what you do for RFA.
I am RFA's Executive Vice President, and I head up our strategic communications. So anything related to advertising, to reporters and journalists, to the visual presentations of our information, such as infographics, the website, in addition to heading up our social media efforts.
You had a panel yesterday here at the conference that had as a main component of it social media. Mm-hmm. Caught my eye. What was the purpose, or what were you trying to accomplish with that session?
Well, the name of the session was Communications and Social Media War Room. What we're trying to do is capture the momentum that a lot of our companies built during the EPA comment period. They reached out as they never have before to their employees, their investors, their local communities, and just general supporters. Using those same methods, whether it was direct email, whether it was websites, and in particular, whether it was them voyaging into social media for the first time, we want to keep that messaging and that momentum going through all of 2014, regardless of where the EPA decision ends.
So you had a couple folks on that panel. What were some of the stories or points that they made that kind of come to mind?
We had one presenter who talked about the fact that social media efforts teamed with grassroots efforts, reaching out into the community and telling personal stories, has moved from just a government relations operation to one where companies are experiencing marketing boosts, that they're actually taking what started off as public policy campaigns and changing them into marketing for products, image campaigns for the plants or the products themselves. And it was really interesting to see whether it was the Ford Motor Company or some of their other clients, how that has morphed over time.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there was some Q&A in there. Mm-hmm. What kind of questions did this group pose?
The questions we got ran the range from when do you know how to respond and when not to respond. Obviously, there are a lot of attacks out there coming from all types of different sources, some with validity and some without validity. So we talked about the filter and the judgment one would use so that you actually don't drive more attention to bad news that might not have got attention in the first place. Then we went through some case studies of what some of the actual plants who are represented in the room are doing right now. There's some great examples of people who have really engaged heavily on their Facebook pages. There are others that have other plants who have launched Twitter campaigns. And we talked about new ways to reach out and build that audience online, whether it's through contests, whether it's through open-ended questions, or if it's through polls on a Facebook page.
It's a word I don't like, but I guess it does kind of describe it. A lot of times the feedback you might generate on Twitter or something, uh-huh. You got these trolls, they're
yes.
called, you know? And so I've learned this over time, that sometimes it is best to ignore.
Correct.
Because, especially if you look into it a little mm-hmm. bit, it's probably somebody that's just trying to get attention.
Correct.
And, you know, they may not even know they probably don't know what they're talking about mm-hmm. most of the time. So it sounds like there was some good advice there for
the group. Is this something that you could see doing again with this? I don't know, how did it go over, do you think?
It was very well received. In fact, conversations continued long after the actual workshop ended, well into the evening, with more follow-up again this morning. So there's definitely interest there. We have actually been doing more of this training, both for traditional media as well as social media. We've done webinars, and I see those continuing in the future. I do think we'll have more breakout sessions like this at NEC in the future. There definitely seems to be a demand and an interest and a diversity of questions, because we have some plants that are interested in advertising. We have some plants that are interested in reaching out to their local media. We have other plants who need counsel with how to hold a congressional visit or a student visit. Others interested in things like communication internships. Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah. Well, I think staff-wise at RFA, you guys do a great job social media-wise. So I would say just keep up what you're doing. You know, it's not a new thing anymore. You know,
no,
like it was
not
a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's part of business today.
It's another channel.
Yeah.
That was one of the main messages, is that there is no magic channel anymore. You have to take one piece of information and syndicate it across 12 different platforms now, and then consider the specific audience for each of those platforms. Yeah. There are some in which you'd engage in a back and forth. There are others, channels, where you would not. They're purely educational.
Yeah, who would have thought a few years ago that part of almost a standard conference is a screen that shows tweets as they're happening, you know?
It's an exciting time. It's nice that people both inside the conference can comment in real time via Twitter. It's also nice that we can reach an audience that wasn't able to make it to the geographic location and keep a conversation going with the external audience as well.
Well, thank you. Very good conference here this year. We always enjoy coming. And if you want to do this location in the middle of winter, I'm all for it anytime.
We can do that. We will definitely take polar vortexes into consideration.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.